Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast for Friday, March 26, 2010. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, here to talk about movies and toys. The other stuff's on the other episodes, so let's get started. Last week at the box office, Alice in Wonderland was number one again with $62.7 million. It was followed by Green Zone with $14.3 million. She's Out of My League with $9.8 million. Shutter Island with $8.1 million. And Remember Me with $8.1 million. New this week, you can see Hot Tub Time Machine and How to Train Your Dragon. In limited release, you can check out Chloe, Bluebeard, Godspeed, Pounds, and the documentary Waking Sleeping Beauty if you're really lucky, because I don't think it's playing anywhere convenient for anyone. It's all about how Disney had a resurgence in the 80s and 90s, how Lion King was considered a B project and came to be this big thing because everybody wanted to work on Pocahontas because they thought it was going to be better, all that stuff. Showbiz news! Captain America has been cast. It is Chris Evans, previously known as the Human Torch in Fantastic Four. So he plays two Marvel Universe characters. Creepy. Warner Brothers is reportedly in talks to acquire Bleach, the anime series, for the big screen. So says the Heat Vision blog, who has been saying a lot this week. We'll be talking more about them in a minute. Dimension has confirmed that another Scream movie is coming. Scream 4 will be bringing back most of the original cast. Kevin Smith has reportedly signed to do a movie called Red State. It's a horror movie. Austin Powers. Jay Roach has said another movie is in the works. Not much specific other than the fact that they have a story idea, but you have been warned. Laverne and Shirley. Jamie Foxx. Yes, that Jamie Foxx is reportedly talking about writing this script. I don't believe it either. Maleficent, the movie based on the Evil Queen from Sleeping Beauty, is in the works from Disney still. According to the Heat Vision blog, the writer of Alice in Wonderland, the new Tim Burton movie, will be working with Tim Burton to crank it out. Neato! Little Brother, Cory Doctorow of Boing Boing fame, his movie adaptation of his book, Little Brother, has been optioned by Don Murphy's Angry Films. Should be neat. Mission Impossible 4, Brad Bird is apparently up for the role of director, along with Edgar Wright and Ruben Fleischer. Nobody knows who's getting it yet, but hey, it's early. Let's find out. Warner Brothers has optioned the video game Spy Hunter for a movie. In case you forgot, that's the game in which you had the Peter Gunn theme, a car, and a bunch of gadgets. MTV has confirmed the cancellation of The Hills. I'm stunned. I didn't think it could end. TLC has the rights to air Sarah Palin's Alaska reality show. Reportedly, they paid $1 million an episode. Well, there you go. At the Movies, the show that used to be the home of Siskel and Ebert, will be ending after this season. Clone Wars. New episode tonight. It's called Cat and Mouse. It has a really cool spider alien named Admiral Trench, and what I believe is the first ever visual appearance on screen of a ship with a cloaking device in the Star Wars universe. The episode goes by really quickly, but it's a good time, so check it out. It takes place on Christophsis and may take place before the Clone Wars movies, as the episodes seem to be completely out of chronological order. Also, USA Today and the official Star Wars site confirmed that Boba Fett will be making an appearance on the Clone Wars this season, which is pretty nifty news, and explains the voice changer helmet we saw at Toy Fair this year. In toy news this week, we have a good amount of news. The Transformers the Transformers Power Core Combiner line is apparently going to be Scramble City stuff. If you haven't already seen it, it's amazing. They're going to sell gift packs of five toys or two toys, each being a little bit different but able to connect with one another. The two packs have a scout-sized robot and a minicon. And the five packs have four limb robots and a central robot. Now, the two-pack robot can combine with the limbs from the other sets and vice versa, so you can combine all kinds of crazy go-nuts combiner modes. There's a guy named Peug, I believe it's pronounced P-E-A-U-G-H. If you search for that on Google, P-E-A-U-G-H, you'll find a YouTube page with all these advanced Transformers toy reviews videos. And he shows off how they all work. And Smolder, the new Decepticon fire truck, is really swell. There's also a bunch of other items, and they're all looking great. Also, BotCon announced their first exclusive this year. It is Spark, based on the G2 fire truck. It is a repaint of Universe Inferno. He was also known as Pyro in the UK. It is awesome. The Hangover! Pictures are out for Funko's bobbleheads. There's also a number of licensed t-shirts, not from Funko, but if you're a big fan of comedy, specifically Zach Galifianakis or Ken Jeong, this is a pretty good time. Lost, if you haven't seen it, Biff Bang Pow has announced their Hurley bobblehead, and there's a picture. It looks pretty great. Sarah Palin. Funko announced the Sarah Palin bobblehead. She has a slightly creepy grin. I don't know if it's a comment on the product or the inspiration for said product, but if you're in the market for Sarah Palin paraphernalia, there you go. Betty Page, not creepy in the slightest. A new dark horse statue called Girl of Our Dreams is coming. She's undressed and posing, so really, what's not to like? Halo Reach, McFarlane's Series 1 of these action figures will include Noble Six, Spartan, Emil, USNC Trooper, Elite Grunt, and a few others, including some box sets and vehicles. They're all coming in September, unless they're not, but right now they're coming in September. Where the Wild Things Are, Dream Rush will be doing a series of book-inspired phone charms, vinyl banks, and keychains based mostly on Max and Carol. There will also be a bull phone charm. And that's it so far, but they look really nice. Winning Moves has licensed a number of old Hasbro, Milton Bradley, and what have you board games. A wooden Rubik's Cube is coming, the original Crocodile Dentist game. A retro Monopoly that looks a lot like the one that my parents had when I was growing up, which means that I'm old. And other items are coming soon. Robot Chicken, based on the Adult Swim series, Soda Toys will be doing a keychain featuring a robot screwing a garbage can. Awesome. The figure can be removed from the garbage can, and you can have them screw whatever you want. It's due out in August. Anime. If you like smutty statues, we just added some very, very smutty ones from Ikitusen and something called the Quasar of Stigmata. They're all up for pre-order now. You can see them on our site by hitting up our anime shop. Look on the top bar, click on the big word anime, or you can search on our website for Taki Corporation. That's T-A-K-I. Your parents would be ashamed, but that's why you want to see them. Star Wars. A number of quarter-scale collectible figures from Diamond Select Toys have been canceled because early orders and interest was not there. So this is what happens when you don't pre-order certain things. The figures that fell to the mighty axe of indifference include the Mos Eisley Han Solo and the Tatooine Luke Skywalker from the original Star Wars movie. Those two really should have came out. So don't miss out on pre-ordering on Darth Vader if you want it. Otherwise, who knows what might happen. What else do we have? Oh! New at Entertainer Earth! Gentle Giant pre-orders are now live for Professor Snape and Luke Skywalker from Harry Potter and Star Wars, respectively. Snape looks awesome, Luke Skywalker looks awesome, and Luke's got a big ol' lightsaber, and it's probably gonna be the tallest bust ever just because he's holding his hand up high with a lightsaber fully extended toward the heavens. Don't miss this out. Don't miss out on this. This out, don't miss. Pre-order today at entertainmentearth.com, where you will be soon be able to take advantage of our 14th anniversary sale. That's right. We turn 14 on April 1st. What are we going to do? Come to our website and find out. Or be sure to follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/entearth, for all of the details as soon as they're available, which will be on April 1st. This is Adam Paula signing off. Thanks for listening to the Entertainment Earth podcast. Be sure to check out all of our amazing installments. Goodbye.